Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. A week after the mass shooting at a Midtown high-rise, 345 Park has reopened today to workers willing to go back. Our Glenn Shuck is there.
The word sad used by almost every person I stopped to talk to here in front of 345 Park as the building reopens for the first time since the shooting. This young man works on the ground floor.
It's starting to feel the same because now, you know, every time you walk by here now, it's just, unfortunately, it's like stained. Definitely a bit traumatic.
Taking it day by day.
Still feel very, I just feel sad, you know. That's really what I feel like at this point in time. Just still trying to process it, still very sad.
Stepped up NYPD presence at all entrances to the building, along with additional private security as they try to move forward. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM, outside 345 Park.
13 people were treated for smoke inhalation due to a fire that started under an eastbound PATH train this morning at the Newport station. 9 of those 13 were taken to the hospital to be evaluated. The fire, which is under investigation, did cause major disruptions all morning long, as you've been hearing in traffic, but normal service has now resumed. 4 people were taken to the hospital after someone sprayed an unknown substance inside a 4 train last night. It happened as it pulled into the Union Square station. Folks were getting off the train. 4 others were treated on the scene. Police have made no arrests so far. They are looking for a man in his 30s who was wearing a camouflage ski mask, and according to reports, the spray may have been a bear spray. There is a rally this afternoon on the steps of City Hall calling on Mayor Adams to implement mental health and safety investments to address the city's mental health crisis and support the closure of Rikers. More than $50 million in new funding secured in the city's fiscal 2026 budget. Nadia Shea, a policy and advocacy director at CASES, says this money will address critical issues and bring down the jail population at Rikers.
These are really essential investments to actually get people the care that they need, to reduce the number of people who are on Rikers, and to provide the true public safety that we know comes from addressing the root causes.
Mayor Adams is reportedly considering a move to abandon the current plan to close Rikers and instead turn the sites intended to replace the jail complex into housing. The Daily News says the mayor would need city council approval to carry out such a plan. A local lawmaker wants to protect information about the way you walk. Surveillance technology could someday identify a person simply by their gait patterns, their keyboard stroke patterns, and other information about how they use their phones or computers. Councilmember Jennifer Gutierrez has introduced a bill that says information should be private and protected the same way the city guards information about tax records and fingerprints. She says right now the city can collect and share information about how you walk, type, or browse without treating it as sensitive, and that needs to change. A Westchester lawmaker is demanding the release of a 20-year-old college student from South Korea. Yeon-soo Go was detained by ICE last Thursday as she exited an appointment at New York Immigration Court. New York Assemblymember Amy Pollan telling 1010 Wins she doesn't understand why federal agents were waiting at the facility to arrest Go.
Her visa is not even expiring until December. She was there for a routine court visit. After she left the court with no problem, she was detained by ICE and is in a place where we don't know.
She says Go has been in the U.S. on a religious visa for the last 5 years because her mother is a pastor and that her hearing was an appointment to extend her visa. She plans to hold a community rally in Scarsdale on Thursday and has been in touch with multiple members of Congress to try and secure Go's release. New Jersey just secured the largest environmental settlement ever achieved by a single state. DuPont will pay more than $2 billion to remedy longstanding contamination stemming from forever chemicals and other pollutants. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Plackin says the settlement will include protections for residents.
These corporate defendants will pay up to $1 billion to fund their cleanup. And some of them are setting aside nearly $500 million to ensure that if any one of them goes bankrupt or otherwise fails to fulfill their responsibilities to the state, taxpayers won't be left footing the bill.
The settlement resolves a lawsuit filed in 2019 against DuPont and other DuPont-related entities. The trendy Dubai chocolate is now on the menu at select IHOP restaurants in the form of some very expensive pancakes.
The IHOP on East 14th Street, you know, where it's always time for pancakes, even though it's lunch. People have lined up since 5 o'clock in the morning to try these Dubai chocolate pancakes. They mix this very popular Dubai chocolate, which is chocolate with pistachios and some other toppings, and they are putting it on pancake today for a very limited time. The first 25 people in line got golden tickets, Willy Wonka style, to come in and try these $130 pancakes, and they are that price because they have gold flake on top. The rest of the people online will be getting the regular $13 version that doesn't include the gold flakes. It's a way to get people in the door at a time where fast casual restaurants are struggling and sales are down. The manager here tells me that the pancakes were dreamed up by the culinary team at IHOP about a year ago. And as soon as the Dubai chocolate craze became a craze, they decided, well, this was time to debut it. In the East Village, Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.